This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. If you would like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line if you choose to listen 24/7. It's kind of like an endless loop that gets replaced every day. It gets replaced when we go live. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Now, years ago, I didn't understand that there would be really a demand to listen to the radio from a cell phone. I didn't understand that. It seemed like, why would anybody do that? Well, they do it because they have their cell phones with them most of the time, if not all the time, and some choose to listen to USA Prepares. So we have this telephone listen line, and I found out years ago that USA Prepares has among the highest minutes of listen to radio on the network. Can you imagine that? So we have some very loyal students. And those with cell phones seem to, or home phones, speaker phones, just dial the number if they have unlimited long distance. And they dial 605-477-3249 and listen to us 24 hours a day if they choose. I want to thank you very much for doing that. And that's why we do this. If no one is paying attention, there's no reason for us to be here. And that was one of the things I wanted to ask the class. On Fridays, second hour, I've been doing a class, just me, on preparedness. Things that I've written down in spiral-bound notebooks, things the way I do things. And if you think that that's worth doing, I'd love to hear from you. You can call anytime you want. Just let me know if you think that, if you enjoy learning about things that you might not have thought about or done before. That's what I've written down in these numerous spiral-bound notebooks. So if that's of interest and you want me to continue that, I'd love to know if that's of interest. So you can call any time, and that number would be, as long as we're on the air, right? And that number is 866-582-9933. This Friday, I'll be doing it again, second hour. First hour is with Dr. Margaret in Spain. And the second hour will be just me talking about preparedness, USA Prepares type classes. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with our international correspondent in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really well. Gwyneth, I'm so excited. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So for 6 or 8 weeks now, I've been spackling wallboard to finish a bedroom because we have had, for the last 15 years, this bedroom has not been finished. And when I say not been finished, I mean the wallboard is up, but you could see the blown-in fiberglass insulation in the, I don't know, over 100 holes in the wall that we drilled, 3-inch holes, and blew in fiberglass insulation on top of the closed cell foam. And so now it's almost, I can probably finish it this afternoon, and then and what we do with spackle to finish it, we don't sand it. What we do is we take a washcloth, a rough washcloth, put it in warm water, and wipe it over the spackle. and it smooths it out really, really nicely. And then we can prime it and paint it. So after 15 years, we'll have a bedroom that's finished. And then on to the next room. So there's only a few more rooms that I need to work on. But it's been taking forever. And, you know, if I didn't do radio, it would have been done already. So anyway, I'm getting close to being finished. And I guess you have the same kind of, I wouldn't say distraction, but same kind of allocation of time that you could be doing other things that you're dedicating to radio. Is that right?
Well, if I wasn't on the radio, I'd be sleeping.
yeah. But if
usually when I do USA Prepares, it completely wipes me out for most of Thursday.
And yeah, that's what I mean.
After I do the broadcast, I usually sleep until about 10 a.m. or midday on Thursday. And thankfully, I don't work away from home. And so I can sort of take my time and work my own hours with the jobs that I need to do. But I think I mentioned in the email, this sort of does lead into where we want to go today with the topic. I want to talk about epigenetics today, okay? I listen to USA Prepares most days. I do listen to USA Prepares on my cell phone, but how I do it is the cell phone's almost useless around here. I'm talking on it at the moment, but I'm talking on it sitting in a corner of my house next to a window facing in a particular angle that I'm guessing is probably facing towards a cell tower, which is about 60 kilometers away. But because there's enough of a line of sight, then we get a signal. But most other places, except for right at the top of the land where we've got our little campsite on the hill, the cell phone doesn't work, but it works as an MP3 player. So I download the show on my computer, and then I transfer it with a USB plug to my phone. And then as I'm doing my farm work and other work during the day, I carry my phone with me, which the signal doesn't work, but I listen to the show on my phone using my phone as an MP3 player. So it's very interesting that you said that. That's another way. I don't know how many people listen to the show that way. But, yeah, it's... But I want to talk today about epigenetics. And I think I wrote in the email, but I don't know how clear I was on that. So I'll just talk with the train of thought that I've been developing. And Dr. Shealy was talking on Monday. I love Dr. Shealy, by the way. I think that he's absolutely great. And I'm very honored. But I think I can count him as my friend. What do you think about that, Vincent?
Absolutely, and I can tell you that if you placed a call to Dr. Shealy, you would have him on the other end of that call. Absolutely.
Wow.
I'm serious. Let me give you an example. Last night I sent him an email. I talked with Sonny Skidmore, who owns a radio station, KLID, in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And she was in a car accident, and as a result of that car accident, she had both of her legs amputated above the knee. And so she was in intensive care at the hospital for a couple days. She still is. And I called her again last night, and we talked about Dr. Shealy. And I said, would you like to talk to Dr. Shealy? And she said she'd love to talk to Dr. Shealy. So she would carry our broadcast and place us on prime time in the afternoons, you know, drive time, the best time slot they had on that radio station. She would put USA Prepares on. And we did not pay her for that. She just thought that what we did was worth doing, and she did it for free. By the way, most broadcasts are paid for by the broadcaster. You know, if you know, the big names that you know, other than maybe Rush Limbaugh, those broadcasters pay to be on, you know, AM and FM radio stations for the most part. We don't do that. And so she liked us so much that she gave us the best time slot without charging us for it. And she would listen to Dr. Sheely. She had a pickup truck, and, you know, she was running errands, visiting clients, and so forth. She's 90 years old, by the way. She would work her schedule around USA Prepared so she could listen to us. And if Dr. Sheely were on, she would just park the truck in, you know, some spot and listen rather than go on errands. So she was very tuned into Dr. Sheely. And so I sent Dr. Sheely an email, and I said, Sonny Skidmore would love to chat with you. And I let him know that she'll be calling. So I'm certain, absolutely certain, he would take the call. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
that's
Dr.
Sheely.
Sorry.
What I was trying to say is that we have a number of instructors who do this because they feel a calling to do this. They just want to share their information. So here we have a medical doctor who carves out 2 hours every Monday out of his schedule to be on the air with us. He could be seeing patients, but instead, he's on the air with us. So thank you very much,
yes.
Dr. Sheely. And he's a very dear friend. He really is, and I'm not exaggerating.
Well, what I was going to say is he said something really, really interesting that got my attention on Monday. And that was when he was talking. Actually, I think it was you that brought the topic up about phantom limbs and amputation, okay? And about how if you have an amputated foot or an amputated toe and you get an itch in the toe, you want to scratch it and you can't, because you haven't got a physical foot anymore, and yet you've still got all of the feeling of the foot. Now, this shows something that I have known is the case. I've heard of this before, by the way. We are what our true forms really are, okay? We are all ghosts, spirits walking around in physical bodies. Okay, and that is our true form. Our true form is that we are spiritual beings. And this flesh that we wear is like our earth suit. We have to put it on. We have to come into an incarnation on this earth because we've got work to do here. Okay, and, you know, if something happens to us, before our job is done and our earth suit becomes unusable, then we have to cast it off. And then we go into, we go to heaven, or we go into some ethereal realm of spirits. And we can, from there, I believe that we can go back to God, and that we can ask to be reincarnated again, and that we can come back to the earth again. And this has implications for us, and it does have to do with epigenetics. But I think I can hear some music, Vincent. Well, have I got a few more moments to talk?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, you do. We're going into a break. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Gwyneth is live in Australia.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, talking about phantom limbs. And once a part of the body's been cut off and it feels itchy, you can't scratch it because there's no place to scratch it. So if your foot has been removed, you cannot scratch your foot. But you may still have the feeling that you need to scratch that foot. Please continue, Gwyneth.
Okay. Now, the thing is, the reason why that phenomenon exists, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a psychic. And that's because you are a ghost, and I'm a ghost, and everybody's ghosts. We're all ghosts walking around in physical bodies, and when your physical foot gets amputated, your ghost foot is still there most of the time. Sometimes, you know, the ghost foot gets attached as well. But most of the time, the ghost foot is still there, attached to the rest of your ethereal form. And that's why you have the, you know, itch on your foot and you can't scratch it, because it's, you know, it's not a physical foot. It doesn't have the physical foot attached anymore, but your ghost foot is still attached. And actually, this can be photographed. If you get somebody who's an amputee, many times if you photograph them using Carillion photography, then you will still see their missing limb attached to their body in the ghost form. It's a really, really, it's not the way that we have taught to think about ourselves as people. But if you look at the world in that way, suddenly a whole bunch of things start to make sense, okay? It's not just us. It's also animals, kangaroos, wallabies. I have seen, when driving around, kangaroos, ghost kangaroos in the forest, when I have a car, jump in front of my car, and then my car passes straight through them because they're a ghost. And I don't quite know why it is that ghosts get attached to particular places. I think that it probably does have to do with the energy patterns that we form because, you know, the way that we dress each day begins to form a part of our energy field, a part of a sense of who we are. But this is all a little bit of a sidetrack to what I'm really getting at here, which is that imprint, that ghost of who we are, stays the same across all of our lifetimes. If we reincarnate, we come back looking more or less the same with a few minor differences as our previous incarnation. And we look the same. We have, if you have somebody who has died a traumatic death or a violent death in a past life, often they will have a birthmark on their physical body which shows the past life death wound. Now, with myself, in my previous lifetime, I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, and I think I sent a photo to you earlier, a photo of myself, and then a painting of Lady Catherine Ferrers. And I want for you to show your opinion. Do I look like Lady Catherine Ferrers? If I don't, then feel quite free to, you know, disagree with me there. But personally,
well,
I think I look a lot like her.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw the photograph that you sent me.
Yeah. And I look just about exactly like her. But more than that, I sent a photo of this to you as well, and I've also posted it on my Facebook page. If people want to go and have a look in the photo section of my Facebook page, it's posted there. I posted a photo of my back, and you can see what looks like a gunshot wound on my back. And it's a birthmark on my back that looks like a gunshot wound. Actually, a bullet wound, not a gunshot wound.
Hold that thought.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 Democrats who want to win the White House on a stage in Ohio for a debate last night Here's a clash between Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg on gun control.
Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary, bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls.
Mayor Buttigieg?
The problem isn't the polls. The problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now on their way to Turkey, hoping to negotiate a break in the fighting between Turkish forces and Kurds in northern Syria. However, Turkey's vice president has just said there will be no ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's gonna be sliding.
When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, just a quick comment. For those of you who were still with us during that bottom of the hour commercial announcement, there was the sound of vehicles going down the road, engines roaring, and then you hear the sound of texting, using a smartphone while driving, then you hear a crash, then you hear the hospital sounds of the monitors, then you hear the flatline. and you heard something akin to, do us a favor, keep your eyes on the road. I just have a quick comment about that. It's infuriating to me when people are so careless that they will not pay attention to the piloting of their motorized missile, which can be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 pounds or more. And they don't care about you. They only care about themselves, the me first, the greed factor, where they are driving intentionally distracted. They are putting themselves into a mode of distraction. And it just reminds me that I got a phone call from our son, and he was in Springfield, Missouri. And he was stopped at a traffic light behind another guy who was stopped at a traffic light behind another guy who was stopped at a traffic light. And he was driving a large Dodge truck, 6 inches jacked up from the factory. 3/4 ton trucks are jacked up at the factory, 6 inches, for clearance purposes. It's not something that he did. It just came like that. It was manufactured that way. Loud diesel engine from the factory. Cummins diesels are known for being really loud compared to Ford and Chevy diesels. So it's a white truck. It's jacked up and it's loud. You can't ask for much more than that to be seen, right? And this guy just drives right to the back of him while he's stopped at a traffic light, a red light. Everyone else was stopped in front of our son. And so when our son called and said, "Hey, Dad, I was in an accident. So what happened?" He said, "Well, I stopped at a light, and a guy just drove right to the back of my truck." First question, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm fine, Dad." "Is he okay?" That was my second question. "Yeah, I think he's okay. He totaled his van, but I think he's okay." Third question, "Did you beat him up?" And I wasn't kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you drive into the back, in the city, how do you drive into the back of a stopped vehicle? There's three red lights on the back of the truck when you stop. One is above the cab, in the top of the center, above the cab, at the highest point of the roof line. And then there's a right and left stoplight on the back of the bed box. Three lights. They're all red. They're all bright. And this guy drives right into the back. And it wasn't raining. It wasn't dark. It was just normal daytime. Bang. And I was livid. Absolutely livid. Guy did several thousand dollars worth of damage to the truck. And what would the guy say? "Oh, my wife's going to kill me. Because he just totaled her van." So that's driving distracted. It's unacceptable. And that was one comment. Another comment I wanted to make was, as a Catholic, I was taught the following. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the Trinitarian formula. Sometimes it's in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is equivalent to Holy Ghost. And you were talking about ghosts. And some people might think, you know, is she for real? Well, that's Catholic doctrine, that there is a Holy Ghost.
Yeah. And we are made in the image of God. So God made us in the beginning. He formed us out of the dust of the earth, and then he breathed his spirit into us. So each one of us, when I talk about that each one of us is a ghost walking around in a physical body, that physical body is basically made of clay, and I've never heard any medical doctor dispute that, just clay in another form, because what happens is you get herbs and vegetables and animals and fruit grow, you know, the vegetables and the fruit and the roots grow out of the soil. The animals eat them, and we eat the vegetables, the herbs, the fruit, and the animals, and they all ultimately come from the soil. They come from the clay. But the spark that gives us life, that is the Holy Spirit of God, which is our spirit being, that is the ghost that I'm talking about. So when it, like little parcels of God, parcels of Holy Spirit, all sort of put into physical bodies and walking around on this earth, we are spirit beings. And then when we die, our ghosts leave our bodies and return to that ethereal world. And maybe they hang around a place for a while. Maybe they go straight back to heaven. But I watched my husband die. He had a heart attack right next to me. And there was nothing that I could do. But he had a premonition that he was going to die. And he prepared me for that beforehand. And he told me what manner of burial he would like and such like. And he was very comfortable with the fact of his own death. He was a Christian, and he believed that Jesus died for his sins on the cross, and that he loved Jesus. And he had two sayings that he was really, really famous for, that he said often enough that, you know how you get somebody says a saying so often that they become known for that saying? Well, his were, he had two of them. One of them was, I am the teetotaling pirate king. And the other one was, Jesus loves you. And those were the two sayings that he was most noted for. And I think that if he was here, he would rather that people remember him for saying Jesus loves you than for saying I am the teetotaling pirate king. But he would say both of them maybe several times a day. And the thing is that, you know, he was back in the day the teetotaling pirate king, and he was also the lover of Catherine Ferrers. And I was with him in both of those lives, in his lover of Catherine Ferrers' life. Of course, I was Catherine Ferrers. And in his teetotaling pirate king life, I was George Wilson, who was Robert's lover. But the thing is, getting back to it, those previous incarnations help to form who we are in this current existence. And we can draw on the experiences that we have from those past lives. If we're aware of those lives and conscious of them, we can draw on the lessons that have learned from those previous incarnations and use them in our present lifetime, okay? And there's also weaknesses as well. Like, for instance, I mentioned earlier that usually after a broadcast I have to sleep until, maybe 10, 11 or 12 in the morning, or midday, following a broadcast. And that is because with my liver, it's not just the surface gunshot wound that I have in my back. I have liver scars on the inside of me. And these were medically diagnosed. I became extremely ill a number of years ago, and I went to the doctor, and he said, well, you've got non-alcoholic fatty liver disorder. And I said, what is that? And he said, you've got scars on your liver. And he said, these scars are normally they're the type of scars that you get with somebody who weighs 300 kilograms and can hardly walk. And that's what my doctor said. And I said, you're kidding. He said, no, have you ever been a heavy drinker or a heavy drug user? And I said, no, I've never been an alcoholic. I've never been a drug addict. And he said, this is the extent of liver scarring that you have. Okay. So, you know, that's difficult to account for. The only thing I possibly think in this life it could have led to, and this is what I'd love to ask Dr. Shealy, I did have glandular fever when I was in my early 20s. But I don't think that it would cause this magnitude of liver scarring that I have. And mostly I lead a healthy and active life, and mostly I keep my style. I have to be very careful, but I have to monitor my energy level, and I have to eat healthy. If I don't eat healthy, I become extremely ill. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to have you on the air with Dr. Shealy. Maybe if you'd like, next Monday, we can arrange that. Is that something you'd like to do?
Yes, I would love that, particularly to discuss the effects of past life injuries on your present incarnation, because I know that that's a topic that he's interested in as well. Yeah, and it's really good that he is, because, and I know that he's got his past life work that he works on too, with Dr. Elliotson. And, you know, this is an area that is very, very interesting for me. And so normally, after a broadcast, it's the funniest thing, because normally after a broadcast, I'm wide awake. There's been a few times I've fallen asleep on air, but not often. Normally, I'm still awake at 4 a.m. locally after a broadcast because I'm wide awake. And I'm still thinking of, 50 different things that I could have said on air. And, this is it. But then I sleep until... Like I say, sometimes even midday the following day. And when I wake up, I'm extremely sluggish, and I just, I really don't do much at all on Thursdays, you know. I might go on the internet for a bit and watch some videos, and I might just potter around in the garden. But I don't like to do any heavy work, because if I'm tempted to do any heavy work on Thursday, then I'm knocked out for Friday as well. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've got to watch those energy levels.
We'll be right back.
Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And I've got a follow-up question when we come back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED.
It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, I do something very similar to what you've mentioned, and that is day and night, literally day and night, I think about things that I'll bring up, mention in the next broadcast. And it just happens. I don't try to consciously think of, you know, what are we going to talk about tomorrow. It just happens. And is that what you're talking about before a broadcast? You've got lots of thoughts in your mind about things that you're going to share. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm never short of anything to say. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really, really interesting because this has been things that I've sometimes been thinking about for 20 and 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And to finally have an audience to say them to, you know, is really, really quite good. It's actually quite fulfilling for me. Mm-hmm. And but with this topic of epigenetics, oh my gosh, I'm really actually quite relieved that it's getting the attention now in the scientific and medical community that it is getting. And I think I mentioned before on the broadcast, there's a video game out there called Assassin's Creed, okay? And the storyline in this video game is that here is a fellow, and it's kind of ambiguous whether he's actually, I think it's probably both, but he is the reincarnation for multiple generations in the past of being an assassin all the way back to the Crusades, and also that these people were his ancestors. This is the main character in the video game, and that he gets captured by a secret government laboratory, and he's held prisoner, and he's put into a device that induces a hypnotic state, and he goes back to these past lives, And he does missions. He's used by his jail guards to go and find out things, and also to go and kill people in the game, in the video game. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this is remarkable. I'm sure that this sort of laboratory actually exists, and that the government is actually doing this with particular people who have interesting pre-incarnations and interesting genetic histories. You know, like, for instance, if somebody has been for multiple lifetimes a Knights Templar or an assassin or somebody who has been, a rebel or something like that, or just a very, very efficient soldier, you know, I'm sure that the government must have laboratories like they have in the Assassin's Creed video game. And if there's one video, I'm not normally one for playing any video game other than Microsoft Solitaire. I do rather like Microsoft Solitaire on my computer. It's just sort of, it's something I just go and play a few hands of cards to go and on the computer to sort of relax sometimes. But other than that, I'm not into playing video games. But if there is one video game that I would like to play, it would be Assassin's Creed, just for the simple thing of seeing what they are telling people through this computer game. Now, I know that you probably have not had anything to do with Assassin's Creed, the video game, but I was wondering if you'd heard anything about any government laboratories where they go in and put people into hypnotic states and have them going back and exploring either their ancestry or their previous incarnation. And the idea, incidentally, the idea of epigenetics, they don't call it epigenetics in the game, but it's very, very strongly woven into the whole theme of the game, Vincent.
I don't play video games. I have never played video games. And as far as looking at past lives, I think that would be a great discussion when you're on with Dr. Shuley, if we can make that happen on Monday.
Yeah, I would love to do that. In the meantime, I'll keep talking about how we can use our knowledge of our past lives and what benefit it is to us to do a bit of self-knowledge work. Okay? I can hear the music again, I think.
I had a quick question before we...
Yeah?
I have a quick question before we go into the top of the hour break. Have you ever heard of the School of the Americas?
I have, but you'll have to refresh my memory on it after the break.
Yeah, okay. I'll mention that. The School of the Americas. Famous graduates. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs here on USA Prepares.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.